Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have Lowell Ponte here. And Lowell always has some amazing articles every week that are very socially, geopolitically appropriate for the times. And Lowell, you always have some what I call really, what I call sarcastically true articles. And this latest one is no exception. It's titled Eight More Years. What does it mean?
What it means, Donald Trump, by hook and crook, by the political persecution of Mueller's probe, by the Democratic Party's manipulation, by the deep state, the unelected state's endeavors with people who are there for life, bureaucrats, judges, and so on, to impede everything the president is doing, they've basically denied him the first 2 years of his presidency. And I think he and then the voters who, the majority who voted for him, should get those years back. Now, I know
yeah.
the Constitution
yeah.
doesn't allow it directly, but I think we should at the very least concentrate the last 6 years that he will have by the mechanism of giving him a 60-vote majority in the U.S. Senate,
right.
strong majority in the House, so that he will no longer be impeded in any way.
Yeah, I think actually we have to understand the deep state is not just the Democrats, it's also Rhino Republicans that he needs to rail against in the 2018 and 2020 election to get rid of them. A lot of them have actually retired. We see Ryan retiring, and he's obviously not a Trump Republican, is he? I honestly think that now with the IG's reports coming up probably in the next few days, right after Memorial Day, very likely a separate special counsel going after the Clinton, Obama, cabal, and all these political operatives within the deep state like Clapper and Brennan. These guys are desperate. I mean, I can see, I can't imagine both Clapper and Brennan, the comments that Clapper is making on the news items and Brennan's commentary. It's mind-boggling. They're actually so nervy, they actually get biting angry while they lie right to your face. It's disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, it is. By the way, among the other 432 topics that we have available for today's show,
right.
I note a couple of things just for amusement. Michael Bloomberg, former left-wing and yet supposed Republican mayor of New York, has said he wants heavier taxes on poor people. We'll explain that. Scientists have
Whoa.
Found a way they think they can capture the Loch Ness Monster.
Are you kidding?
Not immediately, but in a test tube. They can find DNA that shows some clear association as being other than a fish or the like. Elizabeth Warren, the likely Democrat nominee coming up in the 2020 election, has declared that she is not going to accept a single penny from the National Rifle Association. She has renounced taking money from them. To which one wag, I think quite appropriately, said, why doesn't the president respond by refusing to take political donations from Planned Parenthood, the Democratic National Committee, Greenpeace, the Clinton Foundation, James Comey, or Robert Mueller?
Ah. That might well, I think Elizabeth Warren is what's called a shrill maniac. And it starts off with her being Pocahontas and claiming that she has Native blood. Why don't do the DNA test and prove it and get rid, dismiss all the manipulation you've done in the past? And we have to understand, the left is actually so shrill that they wouldn't even be able, if you could put them through a time machine and put them back 2 to 8 years, anywhere, even as little as 2 years ago, a lot of the things that Democrats and the Rhino Republicans would do, they wouldn't even do 2 years ago. This is so over the top now, it's insane.
Oh, I know, but to be conventional for just a moment, let's remember that Elizabeth Warren, while she will not take money from the National Rifle Association because they hurt children, they are a danger to children, she has taken from various abortion entities $25,601. She has taken, for example, $5,688 from Planned Parenthood, which killed 320,000 babies a year.
I've changed their name, by the way. It's part of my Deagleisms in my dictionary I'm setting up over Clay and Iron. It's Planned Unparenthood.
That's very well put. Also, NARAL, or as it now calls itself, NARAL Pro-Life, the National Abortion Rights Organization, has given Elizabeth Warren $9,605. And by the way, when you talk about these abortion groups, who else have they donated to? Elizabeth Warren is the fifth largest recipient, but the sixth is John Tester, senator and supposedly moderate senator from Montana, who's taken $23,796 from abortion groups. Claire McCaskill of Missouri has taken $45,255. And at the top, Sherrod Brown, senator from Ohio, he this cycle has taken $72,125 from abortion rights groups. If that isn't extremism, I don't know how you would define it.
Well, you know, I'm just going to make a kind of a, what I call a geo-religious comment here. If you actually look at what the Bible prescribed as what health care should be, it would be the ancient system set up under Moses. When the Mosaic system, basically, which is based on the Pentateuch, the Kohanim were prescribed not to go into business. In fact, the tithe was never for the church. People don't get that. The modern church, which collects money, should collect it based on whatever they need. It might be for some people that have huge amounts of money, half of what they have. Other people can't afford anything because they're starving to death. But what should happen in healthcare, and this is again an example of how the government's run, healthcare is not a social issue whether it's left or right. Healthcare should be a right, just like the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And that includes intrauterine life. The idea that they take away life is, for example, it turns out this Roe versus Wade law came out just as ultrasound was emerging. You know, in Oklahoma, for example, at abortion clinics, including ones where they're required by law in Oklahoma to see an ultrasound of the baby before they actually proceed with the abortion, 76 to 78% of women who have already signed to do the abortion don't when they actually see an ultrasound showing it's not a lump of tissue, it's a baby playing with its toes and sucking on its thumb in utero.
Or better yet, as we've discussed, when they have to spend 30 seconds listening to the baby's heartbeat.
Right.
And that was proposed by Republicans in the Massachusetts legislature a few years ago. Democrats went into screaming, raging fits, almost demonically possessed.
Well, they are demonically possessed. Let's face it. If they would like, I can actually name these incubi and succubi, these sexual warrior demons inside these maniacs, including many different groups of people, including, by the way, you have to understand there's even people that call themselves Christians, a very small minority that support it. But most people that have common sense and actually look at the biology realize they'll protect animal rights, they'll protect this and that right, like a child afterward. You don't want to leave the gun not properly showed so the child can blow their head off. While you're tearing the child apart in utero and they're actually selling baby body parts. This is beyond insane. And in our culture, by the way, we only have one of seven nations in the world that'll abort right up to the moment of delivery, including China. And America is one of those few nations, including Canada, that will do that. Only seven nations on the planet will actually do abortions beyond the 20th week. But no abortions are okay, because as soon as the human fetus becomes a fair game, as I said to people, if I went to the dark side, I could say, hey, I'll rescue that fetus out of you, and I'll put it in an artificial uterus, and I'll genetically edit genes from different five species in general and make it a robot warrior cyborg. They say, oh, you can't do that. That's manipulating human life. Well, you're throwing in the trash can. Why can't I rescue it? What's wrong with me if it's not, if it's subhuman, me actually inserting genes and actually making it a cyborg? Why? Do you have any objection to that? Of course not. See, once they tear down this wall, there's nothing to restrain the creation of transhumans, just like the Zootopia movie where animals start talking. If you think you can't genetically insert genes from it into animals like mice and cats and dogs that will eventually start talking back to you in actual English, don't believe it. Believe it or not, transhumans are coming, just like the X-Men are coming. And these maniacs that push abortion are the leading edge of the spear, aren't they?
They are, and I'm reminded, as you say this, that the Sultan of Turkey, the Muslim Sultan, used to steal Christian children from Eastern Europe and turn them into his janissaries, his elite fighting troops, because they had no Muslim clan loyalty that would challenge their loyalty to him.
Oh, really? Is that ever interesting? All these factoids. Call Five Eyes. And we're back, and again, we're talking about the different agencies, letters of the agencies that have been spying on Trump. We've got MI6, Five Eyes, CIA, FBI, NSA, and of course all these intel chiefs are now trying to say Trump should like it that he was actually, they were spying on him. They weren't really spying on him, they were spying on the Russians infiltrating his campaign, and they had the flimsiest of possible excuses with Carter Page and others that they used to actually go after. It's the most, the height of arrogance that when you're caught, you actually act indignant that we wouldn't thank us for spying on our the opposition when they're trying to actually tear them down. And for the last 2 years, they've actually paralyzed the Trump administration, which they thought they could. But despite that, he's passed all kinds of legislation, including being at the latest pro-life gala, passing legislation to pull the Reagan kind of Title X thing for money for Planned on Parenthood, tax bills where everybody's pockets are getting fatter, and he wants to even do a stage two Trump financial thing that not only is getting rid of regulations, but he's going to pass more things to improve job here and job training in America and repatriation of money in corporations. The man is amazing. I mean, honestly, he's got some things that are screwed up around him. You know, I'm concerned about people like John Lightning Bolt. But in fact, maybe it's a good move to have Lightning Bolt there to scare the hell out of Kim that he better capitulate or he will be decapitated. And I know right now when he pulls the situation in China, he's not going to negotiate for national security issue over them taking over intel companies and artificial intelligence and high tech. That's only temporary. I guarantee you after the meeting, if Trump doesn't get something out of Kim and he completely capitulates because he says he's going to destroy his nuclear facilities today, I doubt it. I think he's going to destroy some with these journalists trying to tell him, yeah, it's all destroyed, sure. But they've got so many sequestered areas, I don't trust Kim. I think we need to get our Delta Force and special investigators, not a bunch of journalists that will be hiking in there.
Well,
prove it,
to give you an idea, analysts are beginning to say now perhaps what really frightens Kim is that if he went to Singapore, he would risk a coup d'etat in his own country. That his government can only stand while he's there, and for him to leave even for a few hours is to threaten the government collapsing. Of course, he did go to China. But
these generals have to have enough sense to realize Trump's not messing around. If they do a coup d'etat against Kim, we'll just kill them all. And I'm going to say this to you in North Korea. You're dead ducks unless you completely capitulate to what America wants. This is not going to be negotiations like you're going to denuclearize and have us pull our nukes out of South Korea to protect us. No. What's going to happen is if you don't completely capitulate, you die. That's the end of the game. You do what we say, and we also, what I've also said is we don't want a war crimes tribunal. That's what really frightens Kim. That's why he's kind of getting nervous. He's trying to kind of bluster, because he knows when in the negotiations years ago with his father, and then the topic came up about Libya. Yeah, Libya's got some positive things and some negative. When we disarmed, I think it was 2000, and I'm trying to remember when we disarmed Libya, 2003. But it was 2011, he died in the back of a truck, supposedly by insurgents that we supported. As Hillary Clinton said, we came, we saw, he died, cackle, cackle, cackle. And people would have to say, no, we wouldn't do that to Kim. Kim's not a dummy. He went to school in Switzerland. He's not an idiot, even if he's fat. People often think, if you're fat, you must be stupid. Kim's not stupid.
Oh, well, for God's sake, John Kerry went to school in Switzerland.
Right.
So it can produce incredibly stupid and arrogant people. By the way, we know now that Trump is winning for several reasons. Number one, the latest polling shows that in projecting for the election coming up in November, Republicans are now taking the lead.
Isn't that wild?
The races.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Number two, best of all, we have Democrats' own evidence that Republicans are winning, and that is Democrats have suddenly begun to steal all of Trump's rhetoric.
Yeah, I know, isn't that amazing?
As of yesterday, began declaring they will drain the swamp in Washington. They are the swamp.
Yeah, they're the swamp guys.
They're the ones who created it.
And the thing is, they don't even understand the swamp. And I heard the comments
the only way they could drain the swamp is by committing suicide.
Well, firstly, the swamp is this. They want to raise taxes. They want to take away our guns. They want an open border. They want to tax the middle and lower classes, which will kill the economy. And they don't want to deal with foreign proliferation of nuclear weapons. They're insane. They don't have a policy. They don't even have a star. They tried to get The Rock. You know, there's great movies, and I like his personality. He's originally from Nova Scotia, Canada, and this guy's got personality. No, he wouldn't be an idiot. Not even Oprah has the stupidity to try to run for president with the policies of the Democrats. I mean, you can be somewhat leftist, but now the party's gone so far left, even most Democrats are starting to call wretch, geopolitically wretch, that the party has gone so far. They can probably internally even support their own candidates.
Right. By the way, if you would like to see real insanity, James Clapper was on television a couple of days ago. He was the director of National Intelligence.
Right.
He's the one who lied before Congress openly and about their intelligence probing. He now says he wasn't really lying. Why? Well, because he was thinking of something else when he made a statement that turned out to be a lie.
Oh, no.
This reminds me of a famous old New Yorker cartoon. We're on death row in a prison, and a lawyer is talking to one of the people about to be executed. And he says to his lawyer, "But how could I see the chute if everything went black before my eyes?" And now James Clapper is saying, "How could I be a liar if I was thinking of something else when I made my statement?"
Well, you know,
I mean, it's just that insane. Clapper, indeed, was the lead, although Harvard law professor Lawrence Tribe has joined him in saying it was a good thing that they had a spy inside Trump's campaign. Well, then there are a few obvious questions, aren't there? Number one,
right.
Why wasn't there a spy in Hillary's campaign then? And
right.
Who was it? I mean, if anyone was close to Hillary or to Russia, Hillary Clinton took $145 million for herself in the Uranium One deal, selling a fifth of all our uranium reserves to the Russians.
Right.
John Podesta, her campaign manager, was a major owner in a Massachusetts company that suddenly, out of nowhere, got $37 million from a Vladimir Putin sovereign wealth fund, thereby making the company successful and making Podesta a millionaire many times over. I mean, if that isn't a connection to Russia, I don't know what is. They found nothing comparable about Trump, but they found tons of that. So why was there no investigation into Hillary as a potential colluder with Russia in the election, especially now that we know she actually was buying for $12 million along with the Democratic National Committee?
But here's
used against Trump based on Russian activity and intelligence.
Here's the problem. You and I and others that we have in the program, like Gary Richard Arnold, we point out the underlying bones, the pathology behind the scene. And there's many so-called false conservatives that would not never mention these secret orders, Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulter, and others, because not just in the left, but on the right, they are underlyingly the right side globalists, fake conservatives. Talking about some philosophical things. By the way, the philosophical has a great deal to do with why we're in the world we are right now. And I want people to understand this. The definition of evil is to do what is right in your own eyes. It doesn't have to look nasty or even have a bad outcome. For example, many of the things that are done by America for foreign policy, including democratization, which we think is good, won't work with cultures that deal with totalitarianism like Muslim countries or communist countries. They don't work. You have to, in a sense, internally collapse them, and in their collapse you can eventually culturate them to actually change. But the problem is, it's a matter of perspective. Most of these so-called religions on earth are not teaching God's perspective of eternity, which is what he's talking about when he talks about the marriage supper of the Lamb, where the eternal marries the temporal, and you have literally a mankind that's elevated beyond artificial intelligence and has a component of us, which is a collective organism, that's us as an organism, not just individuals, but also transcends time-space. We're caught in this kind of time-space vortex where our actions, our plans, and whatever is always meted out. And in fact, that's completely luciferic. That's why the three branches of government developed by the Green Dragon Pub are not biblical. They're luciferic. People don't want to hear that. That's why if you studied all these really, quote, intelligent people that belong to these secret orders, they don't care what holy book you worship on, as long as you worship some holy book, because they believe their supra-spiritual awareness, which includes the power of Lucifer, Satan, King Kronos, or otherwise known as the Dark One, most of the things that Satan does aren't ugly. And this is what makes it particularly attractive to those people that are Luciferians like Hillary Clinton. Oh, and high-level Masons.
Here is an angel of light, as far as that goes.
Right.
The question, or the point I nearly forgot, if you want to see what a truly demonic being would be, imagine our society in general, or a genie coming out of a bottle and saying, "What do you want? What would you like? I will give it to you."
Right.
That, A, involves your ego.
Right.
At a very superficial level. And B, it holds you into the world, as Hindus might say, of desire. As long as you desire anything other than God's will, as Jesus did, then you are trapped in this cycle.
Right.
By your own desire.
And by the way, I see this even on the so-called Christian networks when they speak all kinds of scriptures, for example.
Especially the prosperity networks, you know.
Right, prosperity networks, for example.
You want money, right.
I'll give an example. I was listening for a little while to Joyce Meyer, who's got a very good delivery, but when you actually understand what she's trying to say, she says, what's the point in suffering? Well, suffering doesn't occur because you're good or bad. It's because you're living in the fallen realm. That's why when they slap the baby on the bottom, they should read Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. They usually do that at funerals, but what they should do at funerals is read Psalm 91:1, my favorite scripture in the Bible, which was tabbed by my friend Colonel Lynn Wells, sitting in a Bible on top of the Huey, the supercomputer that starches our launch on command for submarine launch, nuclear missiles, and land-based missiles. Now, people don't understand that because they say, well, you know, Psalm 91:1, what does it say? It says, he who is under the wings of the Most High God. In other words, when you die and the body drops away, the temporal part of your being is gone, but the eternal part is there. And because you've had a relationship with God, you've already been in heaven. You already have a heavenly relationship. The problem is that our governments, including many of our high-level people, doesn't matter what nation. It can be Maduro in Venezuela, or it's Erdogan in Turkey, or the heads of the EU. every single head of any government, including Putin, are all high-level secret orders of one ilk or another. And it doesn't matter what religious group, whether they're Buddhists, Muslims, or atheists, or transhumanists, they're all in secret orders. People have to understand that it's the issue of the will to do what is right in your own eyes is actually the definition of sin. In fact, that was the definition that was given to Eve, was not to do evil, so you really tick God off. In fact, I'm sure that Adam and Eve were in some ways shocked that God's response to them actually doing evil by not consulting him when they were in the garden. Or, oh, we're naked now. Because they had received this revelation of nakedness because they knew that he could see into their lives, right? And that's the real issue. And that's the problem with our society. It's not acting like an organism. So, for example, look at the policy of America, working with George Soros for years doing Orange Revolutions. This is not an open policy our government's done through either administration, Republican and Democrat, for generations. It's nothing new.
All the stranger, yeah. Because God can look right through your fig leaf or your clothes.
Right. Anyway. And now, people say, well, who are you to say all this? Well, firstly, besides being a physician, I'm called to come as a teacher or a lamed in the ancient Hebrew setting, and as a descendant of Moses, to probably teach you the very simple principles, which you're not going to get, by the way, on TV. You're going to get some mush that might temporarily make you feel at least somewhat confused and somewhat your anger or your frustration salved. Or it's going to empty your pockets because you're going to buy their books, tapes, videos, whatever. But the real issue is a relationship with God is always going to come and bring on you some degree of consternation, destruction, because the world hates those who actually have a relationship with God. The world hates someone who is honest, whether it's a physician, for example. I've been personally persecuted just for praying with patients.
Oh, well, Jesus says in the scripture, you know, because I tell the truth, the world, of course, hates me.
Right. And this is the whole point. You have to take, and people say, well, Jesus took all of our stripes. Yes, he did. But also did the body of Jesus, which is all of us believers. Jesus didn't take all the sin by himself. We, who are believers, take the stripes of being good in an unrighteous world, run by the chief sign of unrighteousness, Lucifer, Satan, the opposer of God. And if people don't understand, that's why our political system is such a mess. I pray for Trump. I call him Trump Pinocchio because he's a high-level Royal Arch Mason. And the man is bolting from it. He's pro-life now. He's actually going against the New World Order, both right and left. He's doing lots of things, and I hope he doesn't turn to become King Herod Agrippa, but he's showing more and more signs he's actually bolting from the dark side. And this is like the end of Darth Vader when he finally turns to his son and actually repents of becoming Darth. You have to understand what's going on here is our society has been in the grip of Luciferic Satanism, both good and bad, in getting more powerful for hundreds of years. And that, for example, you know, Sir Francis Bacon, who had apparently a very high IQ, he was an illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, 500 years ago, wrote the Voynich documents. The fact is, they envisioned America as a resurrected Atlantean empire that died many thousands of years ago because of a galactic and cosmic war. People have no idea just how much knowledge I have. It's so mind-boggling. I won't tell people because they'll say, he's completely crazy to know this stuff. But I want you to understand that these very intelligent people in these secret orders do know a lot more than you can imagine, including, by the way, the Jesuit Pope and the ancient documents and books they have from the books of Alexandria and others. The greatest library in the world is the Vatican Library. People don't know that, do they?
No. Don't.
Even Nikola Tesla, whose father was a Orthodox monk, actually got access to the Vatican Library for his son Nikola. So a lot of Tesla's discoveries are not just his own, and not just inspiration that he got from God. They were actually ancient books that go back tens of thousands of years. People don't know that, do they?
No, I still remember the astonishment I had talking of the guard into letting me go into the Scottish National Library into a room of Roman artifacts found in Scotland and finding there a 2,000-year-old safety pin. But only 100 years ago, the British government granted a patent to someone for inventing the safety pin. There it was, 2,000 years ago. All they had to do was go into that same room and look at it, and they would have known exactly how to make it. The ancients knew a great deal more than they're credited with.
Right. In fact, they even had a calculation machine that used gears and so on 2,000 years ago, I think, in ancient Greece.
The Antikythera device.
The Antikythera device. And this device, actually, in a sense, is a modern kind of mechanical version of a computer.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And that was was, of course, found aboard a Greek shipwreck.
Right. So
and
people
it to track the motions of the planet, to kind of thing.
There's no evidence of evolution, but there's definitely evidence of devolution. How's that?
With evil.
Yeah, devolution. You like that? Evil.
I love that, yeah. And we'll give you an example of it with this spy who was put into the Trump activity.
Yes.
So just how tied to Hillary he really may have been.
We are feeding the sheep, aren't we?
We are.
Truth trauma hurts, but it tastes good, and it's going to go down and drive all the parents.
Take control of your...
Welcome back, and before we get into our caller, because I want to give our caller a chance to ask a question, and his caller is Dr. Kelly. She's going to call back also in hour three to ask some questions when we have Jonathan Gray on from New Zealand. What I want first, though, is I want you to mention about the book, Lowell Ponte. So it's important for people to get the information. They have to become informed. And it's a good thing, which Dr. Kelly's going to talk about here in a moment, but tell us, how do they get the book, Lowell?
Oh, the book, which I've co-authored, my seventh, with Craig R. Smith, who you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business, is titled Money, Morality, and the Machine, 250-page book. You'd pay $20 for it at Amazon. Today on your show, your listeners can get it absolutely free and postpaid. It will literally not cost you a penny if you could dial 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. 800-630-1492. And in other books, at least, I have already talked about things like Schumann resonance, the tendency of our brain waves to get entrained on Earth's own natural resonant frequencies.
Yeah, there's a shift of those resonant frequencies, though.
There are all kinds of people who are playing with those frequencies, setting up electronic smog of all different kinds, and you can be profoundly manipulated by such.
Exactly.
I'm glad you will be calling back in your third hour.
Right. Meanwhile, I wanted to mention just a word or two from Dr. Kelly now, though. There was one. I want you to make your announcements, Dr. Kelly, and then we'll have you back for a longer discussion in hour three. What was an announcement that Governor Brown did? Now, a lot of things he does kind of boggle me, but this announcement is actually a good announcement. Go ahead. Dr. Kelly, are you there? No, I don't think she is. She'll probably call back in hour three, but here's the announcement. Governor Brown does a lot of screwy things, like this idea of the sanctuary state and all this stuff. But the Senate actually passed blocked a bill that would allow 5G network in California. That's really good. Now, you have to understand that the plan is...
Governor Brown vetoed it. The Senate passed it.
Yeah, what happened was it was blocked. So here's what's going on. People don't understand. 5G network, electro pollution, if you look at Dr. Sam Millam's book, and he's been working on this for 45-plus years, and I talked to Dr. Ole Johansson in Switzerland. We've had him on from his research in Sweden, on research at the Karolinska Institute going back 50 years. Well, you have to understand that they are actually hacking into the scalar frequencies that regulate the DNA of all living things, animals and plants, bacteria, etc. And as they do that, they're actually screwing up the nerve. They're actually doing what's called gene silencing. That would be the best way. Shutting off normal communication for gene induction of proteins and enzymes. When you do that, you can also hack into human consciousness, because consciousness is a scalar frequency in nonlinear networks of cells that actually reproduce a what's called a frequency array that can recall previous things you learned and know, so you can actually, you can't learn something that isn't really something you already knew, in other words. And what is happening is they're working slowly toward the idea of having brain interfaces. You can buy a Halo helmet right now, and you can actually talk to your computer through the MD Asselon 18 super chip, which I have in my computer. And I don't want to have a Halo, so I talk to my computer. But they want it bidirectionally. And they want to have eventually set it up so even people that are not, let's say, like the Crimson Mist project that they did years ago, they can actually induce frequencies to turn on your reptilian animal brain and supersede the normal frontal lobes, would actually prevent you from doing violent things to each other. This project went on over, I think, Rwanda, And in fact, when it causes the deaths of millions of people, hacked to death by this violence, was amplified by the Crimson Mist scalar frequencies broadcast from an airplane. So we talked about that with Deborah Tavares. People need to start understanding this is not a minor thing. Back in 1992, they had an accident in the back of a Pratt & Whitney Jet Cars parts plant making jet engine vanes with titanium alloy vanes for Grumman Aerospace. And I was a doctor taking care of the plant. They had a big accident in the back of the plant, and then they lost 100,000 gallons of hydrofluoric acid. And I told them, unless you tell me exactly what the hell you're doing, I'm not going to help you. You can all drop dead. So you have people vomiting up blood, sick as hell, whatever. I said, okay, here's what. You tell me, and I'll do something to try to help you. If you don't, you're done. And I was the only doctor available to actually do an emergency call into the facility. So he did. They told me that they had a directed energy weapon project from DARPA in the back of the building, and the beam system got out of control. They were making a collimated beam tuned to release peroxisomes and lysosomes. It's a terahertz frequency, which, by the way, is the same frequency in your airports to actually scan your body for intra-abdominal or under your skin or under your clothes, weapons or bombs or whatever. The terahertz frequencies can cause cancer. It can cause DNA breaks and gene induction, etc. These machines, when it would hit you, if they hit me, literally this is how they described it, once through the side of a cave or a building 5-6 miles away, this collimated beam, you'd start barfing your guts up and getting very disoriented, and then pretty soon you couldn't see, and then you'd start bleeding with a disseminated intravascular coagulopathy, and then you'd have a full cardiac arrhythmia and arrest. You'd drop down, and we call faceplant syndrome. And you wouldn't know what the hell's happening to you. Just be disoriented, whether you're inside a tank or a building or inside a cave. And these terahertz beams, by the way, were put on the M1 Abrams tank and the Apache E-10 helicopter. I know, because I had above top secret clearance, so I know everything that's going on, not secondhand, like a lot of other broadcasters who've got a big mouth and don't have any on-jobs information or classified information. I do. I worked with Reserve Admiral Hughes in Operation Top Off in Dark Winter as the point man with the Center for Disease Control, FEMA, and the FBI. I was their guy. So I know what the hell's going on, not secondhand. And this 5G network thing is scary as hell. And people don't understand just electricity itself. Electropollution, we have techniques. You can go to Less EMF. We had Sean on yesterday. You can walk around your house and pick up the electropollution, plug it in, stetsurizer meter into your plugs. You can walk around with a gigahertz solution and actually point it toward your smart meter, and it'll show you every 4 to 7 seconds it's firing off of over 2,000 microwatts per square meter. If you think this isn't screwing up your DNA, your cellular communication, you're an idiot, and I want to intellectually bitch-slap you into reality. How's that? Because I'm getting frustrated with people.
If you're living anywhere near high-voltage power lines or transformers, yeah.
They don't even need a call necessary. The trees underneath, and the power lines themselves will prevent trees from growing. Right? People don't know that. But it's not just high-tension power lines.
What they found is basically, this is what I investigated in Reader's Digest when I was the science editor there back in 1980. They'd already found that in creatures born directly under power lines, they have a much higher rate of birth defects. 500 feet away from power lines, they have elevated white cell counts as if they were infected with something. 1,000 feet away, they still are measuring distortions in the body's timekeeping mechanisms. By the way, how does this tie into the piece that appeared in the New York Times May 21st, just a few days ago, Carl Zimmer? Every cell in your body has the same DNA, except it doesn't.
Really?
Very interesting piece. The spreading of different DNA in different cells is actually the norm, not the exception. That the cells in your body actually have mosaic pattern in them. So your big toe cell may not have the same DNA as your left earlobe cell.
Yeah. Yeah, well, every you're also coding new DNA. There's actually parts of your DNA that actually are like a little computer coding new DNA based on environmental and scalar influences. So it's
that's what we're seeing
the epigenetics is now a larger and larger portion of the population are not controlled by their frontal lobes but by the reptilian amygdala and the reptilian parts of the brain, the drive centers.
The limbic system, yeah.
Right, and the limbic system. We see that in, for example, Asperger syndrome, autism spectrum disorder, which used to be very rare. When I first saw a case of ADHD, we call autism, there was 1 in 4,600 people had that. Now, it's up to 1 in 68. In some cities and towns and districts, it's 1 in 28. The epigenetics is happening because of genetically modified food, scalar radiation, and toxic vaccines. And by the way, in 2 years, the National ID has in the pipeline up to 271 vaccines for adults, let alone even more for children.
So is this why the millennials are insane in their hatred of Trump, because they've been around cell phones and computers too much?
Yeah, and then, by the way, you have to understand there's a drop in human intelligence quotient. We've reached the nadir of that.
And fertility.
And we're seeing a number of these millennials actually don't even want to have sex with another human being. 25%, I think, said they'd much rather have sex with a robot or a machine. So we're seeing that. We're seeing the degradation of actually what it is to be a human, and the frontal lobe activity and the IQ and the ability to be socially appropriate between people instead of interfacing by texting while they're at a table to each other.
But you'll be happy to know they're pretending that we're still intact. The new Boy Scout Jamboree will be dispensing condoms.
Yeah, well, that's pretty bizarre, you know. You know, what's happening to our world has been engineered by the dark side. If you don't think there's evil in the world and it's contriving to destroy the human race, you're not paying attention. Is this a truth trauma? Wake up. 5G is just the tip of the spear of all the nasty things they're doing to us, including vaccines, GMO food, and many other nasties like fluoridated chlorinated water, etc.
Catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.